But one reason why glow music must be a ministry, because gospel music is first a ministry before artistry. Number two, only matured music ministers can stand the test of time in the end time. Only matured music ministers can stand the test of time. And when I'm saying music minister, it's not just about people who are leading in front. No. Drama, bassist, vocalist, everybody. Once you are in the field as a music person, you are doing gospel music, you are a music minister. Just that there are levels, okay, and depending on where you are. Okay, so when I'm talking about music ministry, I'm talking about everybody within the ministry. Many will not last. Some will faint by the way. Some will faint. Some will be overwhelmed. Overwhelmed means surprised by the challenges and oppositions that they will face. They will be shocked about certain things that will hit them, and then they will faint after that. They will have to vanish. So you hear, I heard about this person. You don't hear about the person anymore. Shocks. God is mindful of quality in as much as he wants quantity. So you need to be quality. You need to be a matured minister to stand the test of time. Amen. Judges chapter 7 verse 7. There were 32,000 people that Gideon was going to send to war. 32,000, 3,000 and another 32,000. 30 plus 2. And then God said that these people that you are sending, they are too many. If they go and fight and they win the battle, no glory will be seen. Cried that I, God, did it. Let all of them go. Those who are afraid, let them go home. And then 22,000 left, and then 10,000 were left. 22 went home, 22,000 went home, and 10,000 were left. God said that still there are too many. Let them go and drink water from a stream. He said those who were lapping and still watching, he took only, and those were 300. God said, these are the quality people that I want to work with. In the kingdom of God, there's always sifting. I keep saying it. Not everybody can be great, but let's be real. Not everybody will be great because of the sifting process. And this one, you see that God himself was doing the sifting. Not a devil. He himself. Also, on my own, you're serious. Now, if you're afraid, go home. If you're afraid, you are not ready for ministry, go home. If you are thinking of you, just your wife and your children, please, go home. If all you think about is your work, you there, your work. As for me today, excuse my work, tomorrow, every time, my work. Please. Go home. If all you think about is my church, and today my church, please. Jesus, after teaching in the temple, his church, he went about preaching. Right? If Jesus didn't move out, would he have ever met a Samaritan woman? Would he have ever met the one who was, the woman who was coming out of the city with his son dead? No. Early in the morning, Jesus would go to the temple to preach. After that, he says that I must go to other cities because of the task, his assignment. Hello? So God is searching for quality people, not quantity. As for a dorm is every place. When you see a dorm, don't be too excited. Within the dorm, there are people that God is searching for to use for bigger tasks. That's why he says that to him that much is given, much is required. It's not the same exam that you write at BEC that you go and write at SH. As you go up, then it reduces. As you go up, then it reduces. PhD, you see three students. Masters, you see 20. When you go down, degree, 120. SHS, 1,000. Hello? So if you want to, I told you last week that if you want to reach to certain levels, please be too serious about the work, more than a doctor, more than you are doing PhD. People can be studying and they'll put their feet in on blocks, ice blocks, because they don't want to sleep. They want to study and pass exam. How many music ministers will say that I want to make sure I get this song, so I'm going to stay awake by hook or crook? How many? Pastor, I'm tired. You cry. You like worrying people too much. This song, we can do it next 2 months. Next week. Hello? If you want to get to certain levels of achievement, please, you need to have a total change of mind. And that is why Glow Music cannot be just a record label. Because this is what record labels do. Hey, Pastor Ben, me, I have voice. I just record me and promote me. Look, I have money. If it's, what, 30,000, 50,000, I have money. Just promote me. Please, it's not about money here. There's something that is beyond that. Money is important. We need money to push. But why do you promote an empty vessel? It's very sad. So please, Glow Music is a ministry with a record label. Please say it after me. Glow Music is a ministry with a record label. So in the month of fruitfulness, you see, record label, nobody will tell you month of fruitfulness. You need to fast and pray because the season demands it. But within ministry, you are being matured to be a great minister. Hello? You will get there in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll keep hearing news of exploits that Glow Music ministers are doing. In Jesus' name. Your pastor will ask you, off late you are, hey, what is happening? Tell me, share with me your secret. Your pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So in the month of fruitfulness, three principles for fruitfulness in music ministry. That's what we are just going to go through very, very, very fast. Three principles for fruitfulness as a music minister or in music ministry. Number one. You must be planted. You must be planted. Psalm 92 verse 13 says that those planted in the house of our God shall flourish in the courts of our Lord. Them that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So you must be planted. No planting, no flourishing. No planting, no flourishing. Psalm 92 verse 13. No planting, no flourishing. And especially our last generation, this generation, we have peculiar challenges. Whenever you are learning scripture, you have to know the generation that you are relating it to. Our generation, if you're a music minister in our generation, you have peculiar issues to deal with. You must know what is happening in their generation. And it's described in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, chapter 3 down, from verse 1 down. 2 Timothy 3 from verse 1 down. In 2 Timothy 3 says that there shall be perilous times. And then there shall be perilous times. He gives the reasons why. He explains what the perilous times are. He says that people shall be lovers of themselves. You are a music minister. Look at the kind of generation you are in and the things you have to deal with. It says people shall be lovers of themselves. It means that they don't think about you. Forget. When you love your neighbor as yourselves, think about. That is the general mindset of anybody in 2018 in our generation. That's the general mindset. So you can't even expect. It's the general mindset of, let's say, if you take about 10 people, about nine. The general mindset. Jesus is telling you, or Paul here is prophesying. He's telling you what it's going to be like. Number two, covetous. It's not mine, but I want it. I have not suffered for it, but hey, I must still get it. Covetous. By hook or crook, I must get what he has. You don't know what he suffered to get there, but no, I feel I must get it. Number three, he says that boasters, they boast because, yeah, right now, I mean, you know, making money is not too difficult. I mean, you go to banks, the money people are being paid. What I hear, I mean, it's not like some time back. So he said people are able to boast. They can even boast and boast with the job that they do. Some can even boast and boast with the church they attend. Because of knowledge. So people easily boast because they feel they know. They feel science has reached a certain level. Right now, things, life is so fast, easy, investment here, this one there. Bah. So you boast. Hello?
Hi.
They can do kidney transplant, so they boast. Number four, proud. So it's not like their pride right now. It's not just the music ministry. Generally, people are proud. Numbers five, blasphemers. Six, disobedient to parents. Hey, what a specification. Number seven, unthankful. Unthankful. You do things for people, they don't even feel gratitude. They do appreciate. And that is the general mindset. The youth of today, they're ungrateful. It is part of the generation. Then you go to unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, you can't take their word, false accusers, incontinent, I don't know which one that one is, fierce, despisers of those that are good. When you do good, you are despised. traitors. Head. I don't know what head. High-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. It means that if you are having party here and you have crusade here, please. Please. Those organizing the crusade will actually be at the party. Organizing dancing competition. Hello. So now even for pastors to organize crusade, they must we even have after party. After crusade after party. Now we have to play. Now church crowd, people want to play secular music there.
Yes.
Shatawale in church. Taking over in church. Amen. Is an opponent. Oh. Because you see, the people we are dealing with, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Amen. Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. They want to dress in suit nice in church, singing hymn. When after they sing the hymn, when we are out of church, we are out of the Bible. Allow us. it is enough to just come, we take communion, we'll do that after that. Please, we are gone. Hello. So these are the people. In the generation, the kind of generation that we are dealing with. This one says, creep those who creep into houses and lead captive silly women. Oh my God. So the generation has a big butt. So to succeed, you must be planted. Be planted means that you must be focused. You must be focused. If I go to church, I go to church here. After that, if I do my music ministry, I do my music ministry here. I do this. Not run around. Anything goes everywhere. You everywhere. You are there. Progress program. You are that program. You park everywhere. You sing everywhere. You do.
Empty.
Focus. Every program you want to go and play. Oh, many.
Oh.
Many. So, why?
Every program
you want to go and play. Today, Bishop Dak has come here. Tomorrow, reference to this year. Tomorrow, this one is there. Is it? You may not even know what your pastor preached last week.
No, forget it. No,
you must be planted. Tell your neighbor, be focused. Be focused. Be focused. You have to be planted. Let me say this. You don't need much. You don't need too much information to get to where you must get to. Most of the time, we overburden with information.
Oh!
If what you listen, the word of God that you listen to, if you can apply even 70% of it, your life will change. But technology. YouTube, this one is there, that one is there. You listen small here, listen small, listen small. It's a problem with the generation that you must not be part of. So you realize that any organization that has gone far, where even secular organizations, Microsoft, Apple, there are people who can shut themselves, you shut out all the noise. You shut out all the noise because it's not everything that you need to get to where you must get to. You cannot listen to all music ministers to become a great music minister. Please, no.
Wow.
No. You want to learn what everybody... It doesn't work that way. Listen, people of old were more impactful than us. Ask why. If you say you are following Jesus, to do ministry, please, those times the disciples, they sleep in the houses of their masters. When they are traveling, they all go together. You can't say that, Jesus, please, this trip I'm coming. I'm going to John for 2 days waiting. So, Jesus, wait for me, I'm coming. I'll be back right now. That's Peter. I'll be back right now, I'm coming. I'm going for John the Baptist crusade. So you see, and those 12 people, 11 people, you see the results they had. If you want to get, look, you can't be here and this thing, you may not understand, but if you like, even secular organizations, go and find out. Steve Jobs went to India, went to hide himself. You see, there's too much noise in the generation. You need to shut a lot of things out before you can get to. You must be sharp focused. And I'll say this, when you achieve where you are, when you get to where you must get to, people will come from left and right to come and listen to your wisdom. You won't call them, they will come. Your rehearsals cry, you'll be rehearsing, and people will come. They will be coming, just park at the door, like line. They just want to come and see. When you know what you're about, and you stay focused. And these are the principles that I know, and I know for which you are going to get very far. Very, very far. That you'll be above your mates. Not busy here and there and no. Okay. So you must be planted. Say planted. So the only way a plant can be known is first to be planted. Psalm 104 verse 16, it gives us a powerful quote. It says that the trees of the Lord are full of sap. This quotation, everybody at Glow must have it. Psalm 104 verse 16 says the trees of the Lord are full of sap. Sap is the fluid in a tree that makes that gives it energy. It gives it vigor. Sap, the fluid in a tree. And it says that the trees of the Lord are full of sap. You must be a tree of the Lord planted. You see, don't plant yourself at places that God has not planted you. Allow God to plant you. Don't force yourself into... When you know you are not at peace in your heart, you know very well you are not at peace in your heart. This thing, you are just forcing yourself. You know it. Don't force yourself. Allow God. You see, one thing is peace. Where you have peace, that's why you should be careful the woman you marry. Even from relationship level, you now you see that you are trouble. How much more marriage, Jesse? How much more marriage? Relationship cry, you are trouble. You say, mark the end of the just. His end shall be peace. Mark the end of the justice. End shall be. That's why you don't do juju. You don't do juju. You don't do sakawa. You know, when you go and do sakawa, go and ask them their stories. Ask them the last show. You know, every movie, you have the first, the last show. The last show. The last show. You see, the last lap. The last lap. That's where you see who has the loudest laugh. The last lap. Don't be too bothered about who has what and Hello. Tell your friend peace, 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 peace.
Peace.
When God plants you, He gives you number one peace. There are friend people in your life, you shouldn't call them friends because they give you headache. They give you unnecessary headache. Please, they are colleagues. They are colleagues. They are not friends. They are colleagues. They are not friends. Please, they are just your colleagues. They are not friends. Hello? You see, because when you are a minister, the journey is far. And when you want to go long distance, you can't carry weight. Wait. You can't. You can't. Benihin says that the people you, the most important lesson of this thing is the people you stay away from. Not the people you be free, you get close to, the people you stay away from. Because there are people who waste your time, big time, they'll waste your time. How many years are you going to live on earth? How many as you are passing, you are watching obituary. What a shock. 11 memory. All those things.
Oh why?
As you are watching them, then they too they are watching you. Say you are coming. You are coming. As you are watching you to your time. Your time is going. Your time is going. Your time is going. Hello. So you can, when you are a music minister, you cannot afford to have just anybody in your life. Wow. Oh, this person, he gives me connections.
That's you speaking to
this lady must be this lady must be in my life because hello. When you look at the shape of the lady,
hey!
And you look at her complexion,
hey!
It's like chocolate yellowish.
Hey!
So when you look at it, then you remember some Indian movie you watched. There's a connection somewhere. There's a connection somewhere.
There's a connection somewhere.
Then you just conclude in your mind, as for this one, when my mother sees her. So because of that, your salary, every time you are sending her credit, then all the salary consumed.
Finish.
Is this what you call peace? Is this what you call peace? You are a music minister. You cannot afford that in your life. Advise your neighbor. Amen. So say, I must be planted. I must be planted. Number two, to bear fruit, I must grow. I must be planted by God. Number two, I must grow. I must grow. And the growth, there are two areas. There's one, spiritual areas of growth. That's spiritual growth. I must grow spiritually. Spiritually too, let me break it down for you. Spiritually, you must grow in wisdom. Luke chapter 2 verse 40 and Luke chapter 2 verse 52. It says that Jesus grew in stature and he grew in wisdom. And that wisdom brought him favor with God and favor with man. So you must grow. Look, one of the saddest things is when musically you are growing musically and then spiritually you are not growing. It is very, 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 very sad. It's very sad because you end up going to play secular. That is what happens to all those people who leave the church. Somebody is not, look, when we are in church, we teach as pastors, generally. But when you come to the music field, there are peculiar issues and peculiar challenges there. So under normal circumstance, every music group in the church or every choir must have a pastor. Must have a music pastor who make them pray, make them fast, so that all those gossip and little foxes and all those things, they'll be taken care of. You see? Otherwise, every time, no creative choir. No, tomorrow you do this. Tomorrow let's have this conference. Tomorrow let's we have to talk.
Every day we have to talk.
They must be fed with wisdom concerning the ministry they are in. Because it's not that preaching time that you preach generally for our lives as Christians that you can address the specific issues of the choir. And that is why when you have these opportunities and you have these privileges, please take them serious, because that is what will make the difference. That is what will shoot you up when others are down. You must grow spiritually. You must be filled with wisdom, the word of God, in relation to your ministry. Because musician, you are like a sportsman. When you come to music ministry, things are different there. Number one, one key distinct element in music ministry is discipline. You call it discipline. You cannot work with any sportsman who is not disciplined. You disgrace you as a coach. You disgrace you crap at all. They will sack you, the coach. They'll go and fail at World Cup and they'll come and blame you, the coach. But your players, they are indisciplined. They'll be fighting over money in camp. When people are training, they'll be going to club to go and sleep with girls. Indiscipline. And these things you must know. You must learn them. Otherwise, you won't go far. That is why you can have a choir. The singers may not be good, but you put a pastor there. The singers may not be good, though. Give them 3 years. 3 years. And come back and see what is happening. And give them a pastor to shepherd them and see what will happen. Amen?
Amen?
And especially if they are teachable. If they are not teachable, kick them out. Kick them out. Kick them out. If they are not teachable, what, you pastor, how many years are you going to spend on earth that you kill yourself over unteachable people? No. The earth is very big.
Hey, I like you.
It's very big. Some people, they must not listen, so that they'll see other people listen and then they learn by observation. Yeah, and you are not God to come and change that. So my friend, if you have to, Jesus had only 11. There were people in the 5,000 who all they knew about was Hausa Koko Kose. The day they do party at church, hey, they all come. The moment we are doing retreat, extra mile, Jesus, you will come tomorrow. We'll come tomorrow. Hello? Tell your neighbor, spiritual growth. Number two means of spiritual growth is, you see, and then number one, the wisdom, you must be watered by the word of God. And it builds your character, and that brings you favor. Because your character can even destroy the favor. Mm-hmm. Number two, understanding. You must grow in understanding. We call it revelations. The level of your revelations must grow. Spiritual understanding. And that one, it comes with constant hearing of the word. So somebody will tell you, but this thing I've heard it. But now I understand.
Yeah.
You must keep hearing till that. I won't assume that everything I'm saying right now, you understand it.
No, never. Keep them up.
You got to be real. Awesome.
Yeah, it's not keep them up.
Yeah, man. You got to be real. That's why we got to do our podcast, yo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Glow website, you get podcast. Uh-huh.
Hey.
Then you listen. You listen when you are sleeping. Then the thing is still playing.
Yeah.
It's playing. Then you have some dream cry. You will listen to it again, the dream. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So the poor people in your church will be asking, I said, Nancy, hey, what is happening? What is happening? Hey, I said, Nancy, what to your Christ? When you come to stay, then your pastor has to stand up by force because the anointing coming. If you don't stand up, you fall down. So you must.
Wow, I'm sorry.
You must be alert. You must be alert. Amen. So understanding, say understanding.
Understanding
is what will bring you longevity. Is it longevity or longevity? Understanding will bring you longevity in ministry. Where others, we said the sons of Issachar, they knew the times and they understood the times and they knew what to do. Because there are different times. And the time will come, you need understanding to go through that time. Music minister, pa, then you are broke. If you don't take care, your words cry will change.
Oh, shout cry. Then I'm tired.
Don't say that, aren't you Rodella? Aren't you the one who was singing that shout? No matter what the enemy does. Eh? Aren't you Tina? You come and tell me that you are not alone, but look at you look so lonely. Why? So that's when you realize that the song alone is not enough. The track hitting. It's not enough. There's understanding that must walk you through the times. Hallelujah. Number three. Spiritual growth, you must grow in faith. Faith, because there are levels of faith. Jesus said, increase our faith. He was telling them to speak to us, and the word, you know, it increases your faith. It makes you see that you are not permitted to fail.
Amen.
You are not permitted to be barren.
Amen.
How is it that you marry a nice girl? Go and pay a bride price. In the night, exercise upon exercise. And then there's no child. Oh! Where in your Bible is this one written? Where in your Bible is it written? Scripture says that your children shall surround you like olive plants. Like olive plants. Hello? I want you to know that what God has said, take the word by faith. So your faith level must grow. Then nobody can tell you that, hey, Rodella, you don't get anywhere. For God, God forbid. I don't get where. I know the secrets that will take me there. You see my wedding after that you die.
Yes.
After that. So please, you need to build your faith. Your faith level determines the size of your miracles.
Yes.
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it says, without faith it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must first know that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. So when you are playing the drums, you, the drummer sitting there, you must be full of faith. I know a bishop in the UK right now. Obo bass guitar. Bass guitar. No. Obo bass guitar, ADC, Edine.
Wow.
So say, or your bishop, almost every instrumentalist, if you walk well, you become a bishop. Ah, go and check. From Bishop T.D. Jakes, Bishop Doug. If you are serious, if that's what it is, ministry. It is not about skill and showmanship. And the people of you here who come and you listen to me here, the instrumentalists, if you don't know and you behave like shabby boys. Shabby boys. Munchendi, Munchendi, that's all you know. Munchendi, make a concession song. Make a concession song. It's, please. It is not about sessioning here and there. It's about service. So, Joel and Samuel, you are not permitted to be common instrumentalists.
And Jerry.
Come on, instrumentalists. You are playing keyboard. Elder Mreku comes to play the keyboard. Then people are asking you, because he's just playing three chords, and the whole place is filled with the power and the presence of God. And then you play booze. You play Peruvian melody and scales. You play
all the black keys.
You even play anaconda scales.
Yeah.
Hey.
The one that you hide under there, your hand is.
Hey.
Anaconda.
Now you are even creating scales. Yeah. Creating scales. People are going to YouTube. They just want to watch some scale. But Elder Mreku comes and just plays three chords. And then you are crying. That, oh God, you left me. You have visited me. You have visited me again. Revival through keyboard.
Three chords.
Desire gift. Yes. Desire the presence of God in your music. One day you sing and presidents will kneel down. They will kneel down in the presence of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay, so faith, and then you have to increase in hearing God. Hearing God. And I'll give you one secret. God speaks to people who obey.
It's true.
So when he tells you wake up, you wake up. Go here, you do it. He'll keep speaking to you. Just one secret. Increase in hearing God. So it means increase in your obedience to God. When the Holy Spirit says, tonight, don't sleep. Don't sleep. He gives you a dream. You get up. Serious student, you write it down. Pastor Bernard, I've forgotten the dream. Because that day we were fasting, we went to eat. Before you slept, you prepared your breakfast. Why? Before you slept, you prepared breakfast. Breakfast. You've cut the bread and arranged everything.
I know.
Why? The cold water is. Cold water is already on the gas cooker. That way you can just come and light. Oh! Why?
Thank you, sir. I'm doing too much.
Okay. So physical areas of growth: one, your music skill.
Amen.
Two, the work of your hands.
Amen.
Or your, when you talk about the work of your hands, we are referring to your school, that's academics, your business, and if you are working somewhere, your work. So you must, physical areas of growth, you must grow in your music skill, you must grow in the work of your hands. And number three, you must grow in your relationships, whether it's with your parents, whether it's with your colleagues at work. Your relationships must get better. You must know how to relate to people, not mishandling people, abusing relationships, mismanaging. Amen? Uh-huh. A lot of relationships go bad because they are mismanaged. There are some people, they could have been good husbands, but the thing was mismanaged from the beginning. Untouchables were touched before time and everything was messed up.
Yes.
So, and then number three, you must be strong to bear fruit. So number one, you must be planted. Number two, you must grow. And then number three, you must be strong to bear fruit. If you are not strong, the winds and the storms will come and blow you away even before the time of your fruit bearing comes. So you must be strong. And we must strengthen one another. Amen. Please hold your neighbor's hand.
Thank you.